Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Thunder Buddies podcast. I'm Eric Horn here in the lovely studios, well, not really studios, the office of the Oklahoman with Barry Trammell and Brett Dawson. After the Thunder's loss tonight, 113 to 109, Thunder down 3-1 in the series. But we're going to talk a little bit about the postgame situation, so to speak. Barry, Brett, you guys were in there. I was not. I actually stepped out once Billy Donovan asked my answer my questions about Victor Oladipo, and I went to the locker room. But then Brett approached me in the locker room and told me about a quote unquote incident.
Yes, Barry Trammell, I'm going to let you tell most of the story because you were in the midst of the story. But Barry asked a question of Steven Adams. Russell Westbrook took offense to the question. And you know, Barry, you're probably better off explaining it than I am.
Well, you might be better off than I am because I went back and transcribed it, and I thought, hey, well, that's interesting. I've forgotten that happened. he answered the question for Steven, and I asked Russell. I said, wait, that's a legitimate question. Why can't we talk about that? Blah, blah, blah.
And the question, so people know, if people haven't seen it by now, was that you asked Steven about the way the Thunder played on Sunday and have played in the series with Westbrook off the floor, which has been a pretty big issue in the series.
They got outscored by 18 points in 9 minutes tonight with Westbrook on the bench. And for all the problems, that was the story of the game. And I thought, that's a legitimate question. And Russell said that such a question was trying to divide the team, split the team, which is not true at all. Not true, but I mean, I was just trying to figure out what the heck's going on out there. And we went back and forth a little bit, and I said, that's a legitimate question. And he finally said, next question, and it's clear that nothing was going to happen. And the Thunder PR people were over there in the corner saying, next question, or get the microphone and whatever. And I think I heard somebody say, get the microphone or something. And that sort of said, you know what? I got the microphone. I think I'm going to keep it. And I actually asked the question of Steven, and still that hasn't been answered. And if Steven wants to say, I don't want to answer that question, fine. But I think Steven ought to be able to answer that for himself, something along those lines. And Russell Westbrook, who saw this coming, took over again and said, next question. So it just went, it went sideways. It was really, to me, it's nothing out of the ordinary. It's just Russell being Russell. I mean, that's just what he does. He likes to sort of commandeer situations, whether it's on the court or off the court or other places. And he's really good on the court. He's not so good in polite society. He, it doesn't go as well when he does it when he's off the basketball court. But it made national news from what everybody tells me. I don't know, but I don't get into, the social media side of things. But I have no apologies to make. I can tell you that in case anybody was wondering. And to me, it's a little bit indicative of the way that the Thunder just placates Russell Westbrook in just about every way. I wonder if it was demeaning to Steven Adams. I mean, Steven Adams is, he's a grown man. And he's living 5,000 miles from home. He's not some 14-year-old kid. And here's Russell Westbrook deciding whether he gets to talk or not. It's not a very good look, I don't think. And just so everybody knows, I don't have anything personal against Russell. We had a row 2 years ago. He said he didn't like me. I didn't really believe him because he didn't even know me at the time. Doesn't know me now. I think he was just talking. And he got upset with me earlier in the year. And someone told me about it and said, here's why he's upset with you. And I thought, well, you might have a point. I don't know, but I'll speak to him about it, and I apologized to Russell. I said, listen, Russell, I didn't mean to offend you. It's about a stupid, not anything that anybody knows about or cares about. Didn't anything even get printed about it. A question I had asked him in an interview, and I said, okay, he was great about it. We shook hands. He was fine. But tonight, I was 0% in the wrong. If they want to have a press conference and bring somebody to the press conference, and somebody wants to ask a legitimate question, you know, the question ought to be answered.
There's a couple things. There's more than a couple things we can hit on. But, you know, just going back and forth with people on Twitter is a dangerous proposition because you can go down a rabbit hole and there's so many ways you can go and deal with this. But first of all, you're 100% right, Barry. There's nothing you should apologize for. Second, I had a lot of people on Twitter coming to me comparing this to what Kevin Durant did to Russell Westbrook last year, cutting him off in the Cuban thing. First of all, that whole Cuban thing was horse crap. It was absolute horse crap. That wasn't somebody asking someone a legitimate question in an interview in a press conference setting. And granted, it was in a press conference setting, but the topic of the question was completely different. It was Cuban being Cuban. This was us asking a pertinent question about the series to Steven Adams, who by the way, I don't know if people know this, Steven Adams is a guy who talks very articulately about basketball, and he knows what he's talking about, and he's willing to talk about said things, but Russell Westbrook hijacked the press conference.
Also super cooperative and often asks you to clarify your question. People talk about questions all the time. Steven will ask you. He wants to make sure that he has the question down. He wants to know exactly what you want, and he's going to try to give it to you, and he's good to work with. And I will say this for Russell on this front. Westbrook's okay. It's okay if Westbrook wants to be offended by the question. It's okay for him to say, like, hey, man, I feel like that's splitting us up, and I don't want that to happen. Yeah. Just let Steven Adams answer it, too. These things are all subjective. You're allowed to have opinions. I want Russell Westbrook to have them and voice them, and I kind of like when he's interactive and stuff like that. If he's got an issue with the question, that's cool. Just let the other guy answer it, too.
That's a great point. Russell's point, I don't agree with it, but it's legitimate. But the idea that Steven Adams can come to a press conference and not be allowed to answer a question, and he's not being allowed to answer that by Russell Westbrook, is absurd. That's absurd.
It frustrated me when people tried to make the comparison between the Cuban, and the Westbrook thing.
You know, the other thing is, I kind of would have liked Westbrook to answer that question last year too. I mean, I would have been interested to see what Westbrook would have said.
That's a good point. Did eventually give some sort of answer to that question down the line.
But here's what the Thunder brought that up to me, Thunder PR, and I told him that was just silly. Look, it was a silly concept. It was a silly, and it was a funny answer. I think Durant meant it, but it was funny. I mean, if Russell Westbrook had intercepted the question tonight and said something anywhere as close to profound as "he's an idiot," I'd have been golden with that, and everybody else would have too. But that's not what happened.
And it's not, you know, Russell's free to interpret the question as he chooses. That's his right. The question is not, by its nature, a divisive question. It's not about that. It's about, this has been a problem the entire season. And people are asking me on Twitter, you're right, Eric, about Twitter. And by the way, people, as of like 9 o'clock, I stop. I'm not answering any more questions about this on Twitter. But, you know, he's allowed to think whatever he wants. But the question has been an issue all year. And you don't stop asking about something if it doesn't stop being an issue. So it's a natural question to ask. It's been a huge, huge factor in the series. So it's not like people are like, well, you know, the answer is Russell's off the floor, so they're not as good. But you got to get a little further into that. Like, it's been a problem all year. Is there anything you can do to stem it?
Yeah. Why? Why are they not as good? And they've been worse in this series, games 2 and 4. I mean, they get outscored 18 points in 9 minutes without Russell. I mean, that's just crazy. That's what a 6A state tournament team does to a Class B team, outscore them 18 points in 9 minutes. It shouldn't be in the Western Conference first round.
And maybe the answer is really obvious. Like, Houston's bench guys are better. They're tough matchups or whatever. But, like, Steven Adams can talk about that stuff and do it really eloquently. And so, you know, people think, like, people critique questions in weird ways sometimes. But sometimes you just need somebody to tell you their perspective on something. You may think you know the answer, but you never know what somebody's going to say.
Yeah, and I don't think that Russell Westbrook did Steven Adams any favors by basically just taking the responsibility of answering the question from him. Like, as we said, Steven Adams can answer those questions. This is slowly turning into the "Woe Is Me" journalism podcast, and that's not our intent. It's just it was our intent to come on here and kind of give some background and some understanding as to why we went about the question the way we did and why Barry approached it that way and why he pursued it. And to people, Brett, you made a great point about this, to people who would say, you know, why are we asking a question we already know the answer to? People who follow us ask us to ask questions that we already know the answer to all the time. And you continue, people continually tell us to ask Billy Donovan about why he doesn't play a certain guy, because a certain guy isn't that good. Like, why doesn't Billy Donovan play Josh Huestis more? Because Josh Huestis is getting buckets against D-League guys. That does not equate to the NBA. And no shade on Josh Huestis, who is a great human by all accounts, and I've met the guy, and he's awesome, and I've talked to him plenty of times. But the whole thing about asking a question that we already know the answer to doesn't hold water, because journalists do that all the time. And you could say that's a waste of time, but we have to do it for our jobs because it's necessary to get people on the record explaining why something is the way it is. And that we can have it on the record.
And let me say one thing. I didn't know the answer to the question. I don't know why they fall apart when Russell Westbrook goes to the court or goes to the bench. I know there's a drop-off. I know that Norris Cole or Samaj Christian or whoever is not as good as Russell Westbrook. I know this team, this franchise leans heavily on Russell Westbrook. But I don't know why they just completely go into dysfunction mode. Maybe there's a reason. I don't know. I'm trying to find out what the reason is. They couldn't even get any – they could barely get a pass off tonight. So I don't know the answer to the question.
And it's very easy for people to say after the fact, after you ask a question in hindsight, well, why did you ask that question you already know the answer to? Whereas if we don't ask particular questions, you're asking us why we didn't ask particular questions. It's you're basically – going to be upset either way.
Those and I'm going to anger some fans here, but the kind of people, the kind of fans you're talking about are the kind of fans who literally, this is a literal statement, this is not figurative, this is a literal statement, Russell Westbrook could do no wrong.
Yeah.
If he, in a one-point game in the last 5 seconds of a game, down one, if he turned and kicked the ball into the rafters of the Chesapeake Energy Arena, there would be people that would be upset if we criticized Russell Westbrook for that. So those people don't count. You don't count if you are completely sold out to Russell Westbrook and whatever he does is fine, whatever he says is fine, and he can do no wrong. If that's your stance and you're out there, you don't count.
And there's got to be a balance to that, you know? I mean, we've touted Russell Westbrook this entire season. He's had one of the greatest seasons we've ever seen. We've all been witnesses to history, and I've been privileged to watch it. Brett has, Barry has. We've written about it time and time again. We can't write about it enough. But when somebody does something that ain't right, you got to call them out on it, man. And it's got to be there, and you got to say, look, just because you've had a great season doesn't mean that you can, you know, discredit a legitimate question.
By the way, somebody pointed out to me, I said on Twitter tonight, you know, that I was Team Trammell. I said in support of the question, but we don't have to take sides here. You're doing the job, and we're all doing the job. It's not. I'm not saying I'm against Russell Westbrook or anything like that. It was a fair question, and I don't like the way it was dealt with. It's, you know, but that's fine. And you
I'm
know,
glad,
like,
I'm just have one thing to say. I'm glad it happened in a day game.
Yeah, good point. That is a good point.
I like this. I liked Russell's thought process.
Me too.
You know, backing the teammates. Russell has said time and time again this season, he's talked about the way he appreciates his teammates and what they've done for him this season and how they've worked together on this season. And coming back from, you know, losing Kevin Durant, Serge Ibaka, the way that this team has gotten to the playoffs and been 12 games over 500 going into the playoffs, I got what Russell Westbrook was trying to say. But that doesn't mean he couldn't have let Stephen Adams say it.
Yeah, and that's my biggest issue with it. And I agree with you. You know, how much time have we spent talking about what must it be like for Russell in these games where he goes over to the bench and he sits down briefly and he watches the lead kind of evaporate and all that kind of stuff? And we wonder how he feels. And I think that is to a certain extent the answer of how he would take, how he was going to take that question, is to say that he supports those guys, and he should, and he should stand up for his teammates. The thing is, like, I just don't think that question was an attack on his teammates in the way he thinks it was.
No, and here's the deal. After game one, when everybody stunk pretty much, that was the game where the narrative of Russell has no help, that game was the perfect example. That's not what's happened in the last three games. Russell's getting a lot of help from his starters, Taj Gibson, Andre Roberson, Oladipo, two games here, has played well. Stone Cold was great tonight. But that bench, particularly when Russell goes to it, it's not working. And so I think it was a legitimate question. Why can't the Thunder sustain, or what can they do? And I asked the question. It seems like, and I phrase this to Steven Adams, it seems like not only is, you know, the Thunder falling off when Russell goes to the bench, it seems like just the sight of him walking to the bench is emboldening the Rockets. It seems like, hey, here's our chance. We're going to strike. So that's why I asked it. I will stand by the fact that it's a legitimate question and that Stone Cold should have been given the opportunity to answer.
You know, we'll probably ask him the same thing tomorrow, and he'll be great about it. And
Westbrook?
No.
Adams?
Steven Adams.
Yeah.
We'll get a chance to talk to him. We'll get a chance to talk to him. For a lot of people who are listening, it'll be today we'll get a chance to talk to him. But he'll be fine. You know, Steven Adams is always very patient with our questions and understanding. And, you know, regardless of what you think about the question, he always gives good answers to him. He's a grown-up.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.